I ain't saying all rise today. Absolutely not. You can save all of that. Welcome back to the final segment of Crunch Time on a Wednesday. That means it's time for the Crunch Exchange.
What's the record for home runs in a wild card game?
I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports. Ask him if he's buying or selling the prospectus from those stories. There is also an option for pending. The Oakland Athletics, Steve, have been doing it all season. They've been running with the opener system, and so far so good, as they have a matchup with the Yanks tonight in the wild card. Tonight will be no different. Reliever Liam Hendricks will get the start, likely pitch two or three innings, then give way to a middle reliever or a starter. This is in part because the A's bullpen has been really good this year, but also because they have had 11 starting pitchers go on the DL since the season began. Edwin Jackson is the only starter on their roster for tonight. They had the option to go with Mike Fiers, who has been great since they acquired him from Detroit, but they are full on bullpenning tonight. So the prospectus, so far so good, but bullpenning will not sustain them through a playoff run.
Playoff run or a playoff game?
Playoff run.
Ooh, I don't like it as a strategy. You could do it when you're Tampa and, you know, you're playing Baltimore and Texas and the Mariners. But facing the same lineup day in, day out, I think they're just going to wear you down. I don't like it. Sell it.
U.S. Ryder Cup team has suddenly taken the look of a reality show. A bunch of catty you-know-whats acting like children, fighting, dissing each other's mamas, punching people for not putting the toilet seat down. So many rumors to run through. The first is Patrick Reed, who was unhappy, allegedly, with being paired with Tiger Woods. He had a good run with Jordan Spieth in two previous Ryder Cups and said being paired with Woods blindsided him and was a product of a quote-unquote buddy system. Some have said Reed is full of you-know-what, and that he begged to play with Tiger, and that if he had played Friday and Saturday on his own, he would have shot at 83, and that he ended up screwing over Tiger, and that he has no idea how to play team golf. Yikes! His teammate said that. The prospectus, you buy or sell, Reed actually didn't want to play with Tiger Woods.
This guy's a little bit of a different cat. He doesn't get along with his family. Then he gets married, he gets along with her family. So with him, it might be like yesterday he may have wanted to play with Tiger. Today he doesn't want to play with Tiger. But I don't know. With the way Tiger's been playing, wouldn't that seem like a winning proposition? So I just think, like you said, there's a lot of cattiness and a lot of gossip, and most of it's probably bull hooey. So I'm going to sell that.
Now, how about the fight, Steve? Brooks Koepka had a crazy week. Allegedly hit a woman with a tee shot, and according to her, exploded her eyeball. He also allegedly got in a fight with Dustin Johnson. The initial report says DJ, Koepka, Paulina Gretzky, Johnson's wife, and Jenna Sims, Koepka's girlfriend, had to be separated at a Ryder Cup party. Koepka and Johnson, widely known as good friends, workout buddies, which is what Koepka pointed to when he denied the story today. He said there was no fight, no argument, and that people like to make up a story and run with it. We've never fought. That's not our relationship. We're two even-keeled guys, is what he said. Okay. Even-keeled guys fight sometimes. Buddies argue, especially with significant others around. It happens. The prospectus. You buy or sell DJ and Bryce Koepka didn't fight.
Well, just looking at him and knowing that Johnson's kind of a punk and a sneak and a entitled D-bag that you want to smack. The fact that he has all his limbs and not a black eye, I'm not buying it. I don't think they fought. I think Koepka would have kicked his ass.
So here's the thing. Dez Bryant still isn't on a football team, and as you might imagine, he's fairly desperate to get on one. How desperate, you ask? Well, he posted a video on Instagram of himself working out to show that he's still in shape, and was asked by a fan who he wants to sign with. His response, and I'm quoting, "I'd rather it be the Dallas Cowboys. If not, I'll be ready to play somewhere else." Is that right? In case you forgot, Dez left Dallas on a Burning Bridges tour, calling team captain Sean Lee a snake, saying the team planned to get him out of there, taking shots at play calling, and a lot more. He also said he wanted to play for a better team, insinuating Dallas is bad. The prospectus, you buy or sell that Dallas would ever want Dez back?
I think that might be an easy sell. Based on if they wanted him, just fill in the blank, wouldn't they still have him?
Yeah.
So, sellage. Tom Selleck.
Le'Veon Bell said this week that he wants to return to the Steelers for their bye week in week 7 and that he wants to play for them in the future as well. He has to know that will never happen, but I'm sure they'd love to have him back for the stretch run to the playoffs this year, but several teams have already reached out to trade for Bell, whom the Steelers say they are shopping because they have no interest in signing him long-term unless he trims his asking price. The Eagles have been rumored for a while, a few others, but the prospectus, Le'Veon Bell plays in Pittsburgh's Week 8 game against the Browns.
The way this is going, they're not going to trade him at this point unless they get something huge. And is a team really willing to give up anything at this juncture? So I guess they're thinking we'll get through the month, even if we're a little above 500, we get him back. Baltimore, Cincinnati are good, not great. The division remains doable. There's still the Browns in there. So, yeah, I would bet that he is in uniform week 8. I'm going to buy that.
Mike Leach dropping some knowledge this week about the balance or lack thereof of his offense in their 28-24 win over Utah. The Cougs ran for 0 yards. Their starter James Williams rushed for 13 on 5 carries. When asked about it, Leach said, and this is a fairly long quote, so stick with me, "I want all the positions to touch it. There's nothing balanced about 50% run and 50% pass because it's 50% stupid. Now, what is balanced is when you have 5 skill positions, if all 5 of them are contributing to the offensive effort in somewhat equal fashion, then that's balanced. But this notion that if you hand it to one guy 50% of the time, then throw it to a combination of 2 guys the other 50%, that you're really balanced, you probably pat yourself on the back and tell yourself that, and people have been doing that for decades, well, you're delusional." So the prospectus, Steve, you buying what Leach is selling?
Well, you don't need to have balance to be effective, but you need to be able to have the threat of running it to limit the level of predictability.
That's his point, is that you don't need that.
Well, the bottom line is they handed off 5 times to the running backs. They had 10 rushes.
And they also won.
Yeah, but what have they really won? Yeah. I mean, they're a threat to be a 7-win Sark deal every single season. And, of course, I realize he is dealing with the Pac-12 North, what looks like pretty strong division right now. But, first of all, if he came up to me and said, "Tomorrow is Thursday," I would double check. I think Leach is more of a character and a bit of a BS artist. I don't buy what he's selling. How about that? So.
Fair enough. Last night, a weird moment in that wild card game. Javi Baez running to third, ground ball to Nolan Arenado, fields it, tags out Baez, who then hugs Arenado, prevents him from throwing the ball to first, which he frankly wasn't really trying to do. Many said it should have been called interference, but according to the rule, I guess, it wasn't because Arenado hugged him back. So essentially, if he had punched Baez, then Baez would have been penalized for interference. Is that really what we're saying here? The prospectus. That's crazy, right?
What happened yesterday?
Yes.
It never happened before. It's in a playoff on the sport's biggest stage. It was completely off the charts. It was awesome, but it actually made no sense. It was zany, and I am buying that. That's a beautiful thing.